And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 13th of May, 2007, Mother's Day today, a holiday that was thought up by a woman named Anna Jarvis. She was a schoolteacher. She'd lived with her mother most of her life, and after her mother died, she got the idea, set aside one day a year to celebrate mothers. Chose the second Sunday in May because that was when her mother had died, and held the first Mother's Day celebration 1908. The idea spread across the country, and then Congress made it official in 1914. And, of course, writers have even more reason to honor mothers. Many writers have depended on their mothers for their survival as well as their inspiration. Flannery O'Connor, after she was diagnosed with lupus, moved in with her mother down in Milledgeville, Georgia, wrote many of her famous short stories sitting on her mother's front porch. Gustave Flaubert moved in with his mother after he'd been traveling around the Middle East with his friends, and he looked around at the suburb where his mother lived and got the background material for his novel, Madame Bovary. Hunter S. Thompson, after he'd been fired from one job and quit another, moved in with his mother, which gave him the freedom to become a freelance writer, and it was a freelance article about the Hell's Angels that made Hunter S. Thompson's career. When the novelist William Maxwell was 10 years old, his mother caught influenza during the 1918 epidemic, and she died. Maxwell wrote, "It happened too suddenly with no warning, and we none of us could believe it or bear it. The beautiful, imaginative, protected world of my childhood swept away." Maxwell later said that every book he wrote was an attempt to capture that experience. He was once asked what he would say to his mother if he could talk to her, and he said, "I would say, here are these beautiful books that I made for you." George Bernard Shaw followed his mother to London when he was 20, and his mother supported him. She was a music teacher. She supported him for 10 years before he began to make a living as a critic and then write the plays that made his name as a writer. And it was Mark Twain who said, "My mother had a great deal of trouble with me, but I think she enjoyed it." It's the birthday of the travel writer and novelist Bruce Chatwin, born in Sheffield in Yorkshire, England, 1940, author of In Patagonia, came out in 1977. The novelist Daphne du Maurier, born in London, 1907, whose novels, most of them were set in Cornwall, including her most famous Rebecca. It's the birthday of the novelist Armistead Maupin, born in Washington, D.C., 1944, famous for his Tales of the City series, set in San Francisco. And it's the birthday of Arthur Sullivan of Gilbert and Sullivan, born in London in 1842, who wrote the music for Trial by Jury, The Mikado, The Pirates of Penzance, Patience, and other operettas. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Simpson entitled Graduation. My ex-wife comes over and invites me to sit with them. I say, okay. There are a lot of speeches, all saying much the same about the new generation. The future belongs to them. They're lining up for it, walking onto the stage. There she is, our Meredith. The sound of two hands clapping is mine. If there's one thing I know, it's when something is over and done with, and it's time to go. Graduation, a poem by Lewis Simpson, from The Owner of the House, New Collected Poems, 1940 to 2001, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.